Okay, well, welcome to Watch Talk Across the Pond. I've got the usual Bill with me, not a watch snob. And today we've got another guest, one of Bill's friends. His name is Rich Mann. He's wearing a Daytona, so I think it's Richmond, but I'm calling him Rich Mann today. And how are you guys? How are you going?
Not bad, brother. We're having a nice breakfast.
You're looking
We
cool. I
celebrate
can.
our birthday week. It's our birthday week.
Oh, nice, nice. They're sitting in a restaurant in Waltham, Boston, as far as I know, on the east coast of America. Hopefully, is that smog gone now from Canada?
Yeah, you guys, or the Canadians, fucked us for a little while, but
Yeah.
no, it's nice, clear blue skies right now.
I say us
We didn't get
Brits are.
like we didn't suffer anything. It was mainly just New York and New Jersey. We had
Okay.
great weather. But I'm
Oh,
suing Canada
you're
when I get lung
joking.
cancer.
Bill was in tears the other
Ouch.
day.
Dude, it was so bad. What are you talking about? It was so smoggy.
So I was looking at the air quality. We had great air quality. It
No,
was.
dude. It was like 2 days ago. It was like orange. Everything was orange.
Okay, guys. So today the topic is collaborations. Before we do that, we'll do a wristwatch check and find out what you've been up to. So, well, we need to start with the guest, don't we? Richmond, do you want to do a, I think I've already mentioned it, but do you want to just
You
tell
know
us
any
about what you're wearing
collaborations
on the
about
wrist
watches?
today?
Yeah, do a little talk about your watch. Think.
So I don't really know much about watches, but I mean, I know a little bit, but with watch collaborations, I haven't really seen much of any, but I'm hoping you guys can enlighten me today.
Oh,
Talk about your
definitely.
Daytona.
Definitely. So what's on your wrist? What have
Let's
you what you
go.
wearing today, Richmond?
So I'm wearing a Daytona Datejust gold
Cool.
with
And
a
that's
pearl
yeah.
base.
Brilliant. Very nice. Very nice. Yes.
Can I
And
just get a V8 juice to start with a drink?
they're ordering the breakfast. I can see you wearing it gangster style as well. You're wearing it quite loose, like bit Italian gangster
Yeah.
style.
Yes, please.
I like
So,
it.
I just don't want to take any links out because I feel like I'm taking a piece of
Precious metal.
the precious metal out. So, might as well keep it all intact, you know?
You'll be devaluing it, taking some of
Exactly,
that
exactly.
precious metal away. I like your style. It's real gangster. I like it. I
Tell them
bet
about
Bill's
the car that hit
jealous.
you.
Don't let
I
Bill
don't want
swap. Don't let him
that
swap with his
anywhere.
watch.
My car's
You see, you see, a pair of gangsters. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Cool. So go on, Bill. Tell us what he says. You've just been showing me, but go on.
I have the Rolex Presidential on.
Very nice. So, pair of Rolex guys, looking like a pair of gangsters. Brilliant. Okay. So, I better take mine off. So, I've actually, for the collaboration video, put one of my bolder collaboration watches on. And this is the Merlion, as in Merlion Park, Singapore, which
Oh.
is the statue that's half mermaid, half lion. So I've got that on today. And I'm just about to finish making a video and release it. Should go out today of this watch. That's why it's on the wrist at the minute, because
It's
I'm doing a
only
video
taking
of
you
it.
3 years to make a
It's
video,
it
G.
does take me a long time. I don't rush these things. I've been out swimming this morning, been doing lots of swimming to keep fit. I've still got dodgy knees. I think it's to do with lots of climbing accidents, overdoing things in age. So I've been doing
Deep
lots of
mountain
swimming, yeah.
climbs.
So,
Negative juice.
oops. We're in the middle of
I
a
guess
breakfast
that'd be
order.
fine. I guess so. Yeah, that works. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm just getting tomato juice. I'm okay with that.
Can you
I'll bring
get
my
me,
own vodka next time.
Bill? Can you order me poached egg on toast, please?
We don't have those.
Oh, scrambled egg on toast? Eggs over
We don't have
easy?
toast. Thanks, agreed. Dude, this place has, hear me out on this. This place has pancakes. They
I
have
love pancakes.
cookie dough pancakes. They have Reese's peanut butter cup pancakes.
No, no,
Cookies and cream pancakes.
no,
They have jalapeno pancakes.
no. Just
That is kind of wild.
can I just have a plain pancake, like crepe, like thin one, like they do
You
here in
can't.
France, like a
They have
European
really good
one?
chicken and waffles. That's what I might get.
Oh no, bloody
Like
hell,
they have like
breakfast.
Skittles on those chicken
Yes.
on the waffles.
They have
Like a little rainbow,
yeah,
like
on
little
the
fruity
they have
pebbles.
fruit they have fruity pebbles on their waffles.
Wow. I've been out for breakfast this morning on my own. Caroline's away in Wales. I've had a tea cake
and
a cappuccino. I've been to the gallery in Bakewell, my new Discovery Cafe. Say hi to everyone at the gallery. Hi, Rick, who I've given a Boulder case to this morning.
Oh, wow.
A watch guy that has been a barista for 25 years, makes really fantastic cappuccinos.
I might get cookies and cream Oreos.
Oh, wow. Wow. Look
at the picture. Dean, look at the picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Just looking at that picture, I've actually put a few grams on weight just by looking at it. I've got a sugar high now just looking at your picture.
Good, you should have a sugar high.
I've been dieting the last couple of weeks, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've got to take a bit of weight off just to ease off my knees a bit.
Thank you, doggy.
So, what have you guys been up to lately? What have you been doing?
Celebrating our birthday weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I've seen Richmond. You've been in... Richmond's been in a couple of your videos, hasn't he, before?
He has been.
I have.
You've asked him questions.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I didn't recognise you, Richmond, because you were looking different for some reason. You're looking cooler, you. Definitely. You're looking cooler.
It's the glasses. Bill got me these for my birthday.
Yeah, you are looking cool with the watch and the glasses, oh, definitely. Awesome.
I'm going to get egg white omelet. Can I make my own omelet? So it's going to be egg white with mushrooms. Let me know when you're ready. Mushroom, spinach, bacon. And what about the greens? I think that's kind of it. And onions as well. And that should be all.
Have some cheese on top, melt cheese on there.
Oh, yeah, cheese, yeah.
Cheese.
See? Mozzarella.
No, mature cheddar.
I appreciate that.
Is that a robot or is that a real person?
Richmond?
No, the person serving you, is it like a robot?
That's a real person.
Oh, it's a real person, okay.
We have robots here, I guess, you think, in England.
Do you not have robots serving you? No.
We don't have robot servers here in America.
Okay. I think it's more China, actually. Chinese do that.
Chinese thing. Can I get two eggs over easy, please? And then could I get one cookies and cream pancake?
Can't you give us a wrist check?
We like some bacon or sausage.
What was that, Dean?
Can this waitress give us a wrist check? Is she wearing a watch?
Any toast? No, I'm substituting my... Well, no, so I don't
I'm trying to check her wrist. I don't think she's burned any... she is... she's not, unfortunately. Oh,
okay.
But I'll try to get you a wrist check, don't you worry.
One
of these.
If I see somebody.
I can't eat that much.
Yeah, yeah.
I get one.
I can bring you one.
I do see a couple of gentlemen sitting over there.
Oh, the challenge is that you've got to ask him what he's wearing. That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Because I know. That's a
lot of fun. Does he look friendly?
Are you guys wearing like a watch by any chance?
Yeah, what?
So my friend's from England, and we're doing a little Zoom call, and we're doing like a wrist check, and he's curious to see what people around are wearing. A wrist check, yeah.
I love
it.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, the Apple Watch.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, that's fine. It's fine, yeah.
I like that.
Most popular watch in the world.
Right. What are your thoughts on the Apple Watch?
Yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, I mean, I haven't got one at the minute. Some of my friends have got one. Yeah, it just does everything, doesn't it?
Kind of. You also have one as well, too?
No. I don't need one.
Yeah. One thing I realize is that the people that are really into watches, like, they don't really like the Apple Watch.
A few do. Some have one on each wrist.
That's going to come with, like, home size, right? I don't want home size. Okay,
but not many.
Yeah, okay. No, respectable.
You should have, like, a mix and match menu where you can have, like, one of each. Because I mean,
so you're in London at the moment?
No, I'm in the middle of the UK. I mean, Derbyshire. It's kind of the middle of the UK. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of food here.
Yeah, when Bill came over, we did go to London for a few days. It's about, on the train, it's about 2 hours away from here.
Oh, okay.
On the train?
Not very. So, just get an an understanding of where you are outside of London, like 2 hours outside of London.
Yeah, 2 hours north of London. We're right in the middle of the country. Fairly central, slightly north. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, England is a small country compared to America. So if you went to the very far end of England to London, you'd only be about 3.5 hours or something.
Really?
Yeah, we're a small country, yeah.
Oh, well, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, England's tiny, dude.
We're tiny.
I saw the whole country in like, what, a week?
Yeah. Well, I went everywhere. The country, but yeah.
Everywhere.
King's Crossing, did you go there?
I went to King's Crossing. I went to Derbyshire. I went to
Nottingham.
Matlock. I went to Nottingham. I went to Greenwich. I went to London. I went to, like, keep on naming it. His problem with America and why he doesn't want to come visit us in Boston is because he's afraid of guns. Yeah, people are stabbing each other over there like motherfuckers.
We use knives here. I take my chances against a knife compared to a gun any day.
Have you ever seen a gun while you were walking around?
No. Depending on, like, there are some, like, sketchy areas.
Of course.
But you
just like in England.
You just don't go to those sketchy areas.
Yeah.
Especially at nighttime. But, like, no. And there's, like, little kids, like, teenagers, like, taking the train in the city. All that. So no, it's super safe, super lax. But just like with everywhere, if you go into like a terrible neighborhood,
yeah,
you don't want to go to Texas. That's where you don't want to go. You'll see guns there.
I get that. Yeah, people don't always come back from Texas, do they? I get that. Yeah,
not Boston
and Mexico. Like if you go to Mexico, you might not come back. You're at risk.
No,
what is the gun law in the UK?
They don't have
in the UK, very very strict. We don't tend to have a lot around here.
You can have like a gun for hunting, right? That's it.
I think you could have a gun if you like were a member of a gun club, or if you hunted in things. You'd have to. I don't know because but they're quite strict. Yeah, so a lot of the sort of crime, you know, if someone gets killed in this country, it tends to be knives. More knives around, a lot of knives.
So not even the police have guns in England.
They do. No, but they do now. So guess what, Bill? We've booked a holiday next April, 2 weeks in Spain.
Really?
I know, because this is like now Eddie's no longer with us. We've got the freedom. You know what I mean?
Why don't you book a holiday to Boston?
Yeah, well, that's gonna have to be on my list very soon now. You know, Richmond and yourself have told me how safe it is and everything. Yeah, definitely.
I'll take you to the watch museum.
Yeah, and I'm getting to meet your friends now
to
and everything.
The city.
Well, by the time I come over, I'll know people as well, which will be good.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, what else have you been up to? What have you been up to, Richmond? Anything interesting lately?
Just kind of planning vacations. It's summer. Going to Mexico.
Oh my God.
Canada in August.
You be careful. Be careful in Mexico, mate.
Oh, no, 110%.
Like inclusive resort.
Okay.
Yeah, just kind of like planning trips, traveling.
Nice.
Trying to stay healthy, honestly. That's
cool.
That's about it.
That sounds good.
Stocks, day trading.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, sounds good, mate. Yeah. Nice one.
What about you? What's going on with you?
Busy booking holidays at the minute. Just been catching up on a couple of films as well the last couple of days because I don't know. There's this Warn and Wand. Bill would have heard of Warn and Wand, which do podcasts like us, watch ones, but they also do one called Time on Screen, where they about once every say three weeks they look at a film. And recently they've done Predator, Schwarzenegger, and Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise. So I've watched Predator at home a couple of days ago, and then I went to a barbecue with Stephen Caffey, Bill, yesterday. And then they've got this big posh screen with all the surround sound and everything. And we watched Edge of Tomorrow yesterday. So that was I've caught up with both the films that Warn and Wand have recently done on their Time on Screen. So that was good to listen to the podcast in depth about the film and then actually rewatch the films again. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh,
geez,
that was quick. That's me. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Omelette?
You should have told me I'd have brought some food up with me.
You didn't bring some food with you? Dinner?
So I could have brought some food with me to eat with you. It'd have been nice to have lunch with you two guys.
Look at this, Dean. Look at this Oreo shit.
Oh, I mean, man. You need to go and do some swimming after that, mate.
Yeah, we are,
man. I got to do some cardio after this.
Yeah, well, I've been swimming and cycling and swimming. That's what I'm into now, to keep fit.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm. I tried surfing last summer.
Try a bite of that.
I'm not really good at it. But
surfing?
I'm gonna keep it up.
Yeah, surfing's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, fuck yeah.
I do bodyboarding.
Yeah, boogie boarding.
Oh, is that boogie? It's boogie boarding here.
It's boogie boarding here.
Oh, okay.
It's like a foam board.
We are we're going to Cornwall for 2 weeks in summer. In about three or four weeks' time, and we're taking the surfboard and in southwest England.
In England, they have palm trees.
Oh, in Cornwall, yeah. Cornwall's quite tropic. Yeah, Cornwall's great.
Tropical.
If you come to England for holiday, go to Cornwall. It's really good.
No, it's a tiny bite of that. It's crazy, dude.
Nah, I can tell.
It's crazy good.
So, collaborations. Should we go for it? Should we go for the topic, Bill?
Yeah, I'm down, dude.
Okay, so tell us about your collaboration then, Bill. You've got what is it? It's the Seiko. Go on.
Seiko, Brian May.
Brian May, yeah. So I think the Seiko 5 is the one that Seiko use in particular for collaboration watches.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good or bad? Because thoughts, Bill?
It's terrible.
I think you know why. Go on, tell us why it's terrible. Why they use Seiko 5?
Because it's the same watch, just they change the colors.
Yeah, it is pretty much, isn't it? And it is their, I think, as you pointed out recently, it is their sort of basic, very basic watch, and you know, the sort of lower cost, and it hasn't got sapphire crystal. It's got, you know,
exactly,
not very accurate movement, etc. But on the plus side. On the plus side, especially if you're collecting collaboration watches, they are cheap. They are pretty relatively cheap, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you could, you know, have a nice looking watch and all that. Maybe a lot of people aren't interested in that it's that accurate or that it's got, you know, all these extra features. So can kind of cut both ways, maybe.
It's still expensive.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's aimed at, some of them are aimed at younger people as well. They do a lot of sort of like video game collaborations and what's the other one they do? They do Rome Blazers and things like that, quite colourful watches, like you say. I was just going to tell you about a couple of bolder collaborations that I find interesting. One recently is that they do collaborations with Pokemon. They've had the actual official license to do Pokemon collaborations. They've got I think it's four in the range and they're very colourful. Two divers and two field type watches. Different Pokemon.
You could buy one of those. It's going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is one problem though, and that's they're only available in certain countries like Japan and really Singapore. Good. So you can't buy one. You couldn't buy one in America, and I couldn't buy one in England.
You can definitely buy one online.
No, you can't, because they only ship them to Singapore and Japan and places like that.
Even used?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, presumably secondhand. It's an open market, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So if there is any available, because, I mean, the vendors come out, you could, yeah, you could buy them second. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
This is the best pancake I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. It definitely doesn't look like a British pancake.
It's an American pancake.
It is. It would be, wouldn't it? Because you're in America.
With Oreos.
Yeah, we're not going to get many of them around here.
No, you can.
You can definitely get Oreos in England.
You can get, yeah, you can get the biscuits, aren't they? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Oreos was a stolen idea.
Yeah, go on.
They use cookies called Hydroxas.
Yeah.
And Oreo was like, now we can do it better.
Mm.
So they created Oreo.
Wow, wow, yeah.
And you can still get Hydroxas in the store. They just don't sell as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so filling. I'm going to puke it out, how sugary that was.
Have you had a night call to do torches and things?
Yeah.
But Boulder have done a collaboration with Night Tour. They've just done the T-Rex, which is like the dinosaur And the other one I want to talk about was from Boulder was you remember Mackenzie Chai?
Huh?
My Chigo.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the graffiti artist from Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
Yeah, Malaysia.
Is that a collab though?
Yeah, yeah, Boulder Kenji Chai.
Yeah.
Collaboration. Yeah.
That's true.
So what's your thoughts on collaborations, guys? Do you like the idea of, or would you?
I mean, the idea.
It's maybe going to make the watch cost more money and things. Would you rather just have a watch that's not a collab and get it cheaper, or?
No, I'd rather have a collab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Rich Man?
I think collabs are pretty cool, especially when you can kind of when your two favorite brands come together and come up with an idea. I think
it's a good idea.
It's a good thing. 110%.
What? So Rich Man, what collaborations would you like to see? Like which watch companies or which sort of?
So like, I only probably just like
Dior,
Rolex, and like Breitling.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
What about products? Would you like to see, say Rolex, say a non-watch company? It was a product or something. What would you go with there?
Either kind of either Rolex or Polo, Rolex or
Polo,
Tesla,
yeah.
Or what something like that.
What was the last
Rolex
one?
Or Tesla or something?
Oh, Tesla. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. Kind of
or
something
cool.
Like that.
I can see that being cool. I mean, Polo, brilliant. Love Polo t-shirts and things, and Tesla, a fantastic car, very fast. Insane.
They don't have them in England.
We do have Teslas in England.
No, they don't.
Yes, we do. Don't listen to him. He's very sort of pro-American, anti-England. Just ignore him.
I'm too pro-American, dude.
I think they're good. They're good choices. Who would you like to see, Bill? Collaboration wise,
I'd like to see Tesla and Apple Watch.
Oh wow! Yeah, interesting one. Yeah.
I'd like to see Breitling and the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see Cartier.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cartier and Eddie Bauer.
Well, I'm just Boulder are going to bring one out in October, and I'm just looking. I can't remember what it's a marine project, and I'll tell you what it's called in a second. I'm just going to look it up now. Any of ones you can think of, guys? Just while I look this up.
For the whole bill.
What do you think, Bill?
Oh, I like it.
Well, I like that a lot.
That is titanium, 40mm. It's got a quick adjust bracelet. It's the new Boulder watch, which you can order in a few weeks' time, but you don't get till October. And it is in collaboration with, let me just get this right, the Marine Genome Project. And they do lots of really useful things in the ocean and things.
Guess how much breakfast was.
Pick up that bill, Bill.
Guess how much breakfast was. I will. But guess how much breakfast was.
I can't really see from there. It's blurred.
$63.
Oh, my God. Do you know how much my breakfast was this morning?
How much?
The gallery. It was just over £6.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude.
You just live in the dream. You live in the dream, Bill.
No, it's called America, and we got fucked. We got raped by America.
you guys work a lot. You work hard. You deserve it, mate. What you got above your head, Bill? Is that an umbrella? Are you outside with an umbrella?
Yeah, we're outside. You didn't notice we were outside?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I thought I could see a window behind you. Oh, well, it wasn't a window. That was just some posts. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's gorgeous out.
It's been warm here the last couple of weeks. It's been over 30 degrees here the last couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
It's been
30 degrees.
It's been a couple of sleepless nights as well. Last weekend, it was about 20 degrees at night. What else does it include? The birthday weekend? What other things? It's got.
I hang out with Big Bill.
Any other collabs you can think of that you'd like the idea of? I do like the ones you've suggestions you've given though, guys.
Cartier and Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Tag do some really good like car racing ones. You know, like maybe for you know some more Formula One, and Tag would be a good one. You know, and maybe bring a bit, maybe do some more old style watches with like Dome Crystal, and do some, I don't know, like Indianapolis, whatever it's called in America, them sort of things.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that'd be quite a good one. What else would I like to say?
I'd like to see.
I don't know. There's like so much. I see, like, honestly, there's like so much, but like kind of Coinbase, just not just kind of like fashion, but like other like bank institutions. Like if Chase Bank did a collab, because like didn't, because I know like there's a hotel that was, did a collab. Some hotel had, a particular. I think Louis Vuitton, for example, like designed the whole entire building interior as well. So
Wow,
they should do a crypto Rolex, something like that. Yeah, like Coinbase.
The face would be sick. It could be the crypto coin logo all over, like in little seeds. You know, the logo all over the dial. I'd like that, dude.
100%. The little ticker.
What about people? But you know, if they're going to do a collab with a certain people, what people like
Arnold
sports stars, rock
Schwarzenegger.
stars?
I'm not really like
He hates people.
celebrities, like kind of like understanding a lot more about celebrities. I don't really care for celebrities, but same with athletes as well. Like,
What
hey, every
about music? What
athletes.
about music stars? Are that like Brian May?
Music,
Brian May was one.
yeah. So I do have this is new group of rappers called Opium Gang. There's like a couple of artists like Ken Carson and Destroy Lonely. I think I
Opium
would like to
Gang.
see, yeah, I think I would like to see them do
Collab.
some, yeah, collab some
So
watches.
who would be the brand that would do that? Would it be
Timex.
Panerai? Panerai?
Yeah.
They like a lot, like, so like their like fashion is like kind of Rick Owens, kind of like high fashion. So I think probably like Cartier
Cartier,
or would kind of work with them, or like other luxury brands as well. Because there's so many, because like I only know kind of like the basic luxury brands, but there's like six other more luxury brands that like I might not know of, or some people might not know of due to the making or something like that. So there's a lot going on. So it's really hard for me to kind of
Well, like
decipher.
AP and PP,
Yeah.
Audemars and PK and Patek Philippe, them sort of things.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, very expensive.
Yeah, I didn't even want to
Possibly
mention those
out
because
of
I
Bill's,
was like
even out of
100K.
Bill's pocket. Probably too much for Bill, even.
Yeah, that's definitely too much of Bill. It's
Yeah.
like it is like it is definitely like affordable if you like plan it, but like if you had that much money, you'd rather just use it on something else, like buy a boat,
Yeah,
for example,
sure.
than the
Yeah.
item.
Yeah, you could probably just buy a Seiko 5 and then spend the rest of your money on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is one
Or you can
advantage.
buy it, wear it for a couple of days, then try to sell it if you're flipping it as well.
Cool. Hey guys, well, we're running out of time on this one, but I appreciate you joining me and sharing me, you know,
Listen.
making the time on your birthday weekend.
No problem.
I'm not sure I'd do it on my birthday weekend, but possibly because it's you two. So it would be with you two, but not with many other people. So cool. Well, I think Bill, do you want to do an end for us? Because we're about to run out of money on this one.
Thank you so much for watching Watch Talk Across the Pond. I am your host, Bill. This is Dean from One to Watch, and this is Richmond from Sorry for Being Rich on Instagram.
Cheers, guys. Good to see you. Nice to meet you, Richmond. I've